Je laverai ton corps. Je porterai une rose. Mais je ne perdrai pas la raison. Il n'attend personne. Veuillez l'éloigner de ce point. Frôlez la brume. Douce peau de fleurs, violette de parme. Soudain, au moment.
du navire.
Écoute, j'ai essayé de couper le morceau, mais j'ai pas pu.
C'est génial.
Vraiment. De la Caucase, ouais. Un groupe formé par un collaborateur de Radwan qui s'appelle Herayer, j'ai mal attrapé le nom de famille.
Herachian.
Un monsieur qui fait partie du groupe Jerusalem and My Heart, mais qui n'est pas au Liban actuellement. C'est pour cela que ce n'est pas en fait Jerusalem and My Heart qui est annoncé pour le concert de ce dimanche, c'est Radwan Razi Moumne. Il sera accompagné ce dimanche de Pierre-Guy Blanchard, qui est avec nous dans le studio ce soir. Un concert donc avec trois têtes d'affiche, Radwan Moumne, pour débuter la soirée, suivi des Incompetence, Fadi Tabal et Serge Yare, dont on va entendre quelques commentaires de la part de Fadi dans quelques instants, et les Scrambled Eggs, qui vont jouer live ce soir dans le studio de Radio Liban dans quelques minutes. Radwan, tu as un rapport assez confus, on va dire, incertain avec la scène alternative locale libanaise. Comment ça se passe avec toi et les jeunes musiciens d'ici?
Well, I don't really know too many musicians here. The only people I know on a personal level are Scrambled Eggs and recently the Incompetence, at least the members other than Fadi Tabal.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit confusing for me because
But you've listened to records.
I have. My relationship to it is purely as an audience member, like participating on, like just listening and trying to understand what I'm hearing. There definitely is a little bit of a, I can say a lot of it is not really my taste, personally. I work on a lot of course, as I've played you all this music.
I realize what your feelings towards Beirut's alternative music might be, yes.
Well, it's not so much that. It's more like my personal interests lie really most of the time, I should say, in Middle Eastern music, you know. Be it from Arabic to Kurdish, Turkish, whatever. So that's like when I go to my house and I sit down and I make myself, you know, a cup of coffee, and that's what I listen to. Pierre Guy is, you know, witness to these things. I enjoy a lot of other music, like what I've, all the stuff that I've played with, I work on stuff is very, very, very dear to my heart. And I do have a hard time finding things locally that make me really dig for at least find something concrete to hold on to. I feel there's often a little bit of a not enough of a personal creative element or initiative, rather. Often there's it's always like degrees of music that has already been done, and I also like have
imitation and emulation and
emulation, not imitation. I can't say I've heard too much imitation. Definitely emulation. I'm unfortunate to come from a city that just pumps music out like it's just, we're really overexposed to music. Going to a concert in Montreal is like a big deal because there's so many concerts happening that you become so blasé about it. You don't even go to concerts. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, just like it is here, you end up knowing people personally who are performing. So it's a little bit, we are overexposed on that level. So it's a little bit unfair for me to come and sort of have that criteria on it. But at the same time, I'm also a firm believer in that good music is good music. And it's unfair to an artist to sort of give them a disadvantage bonus point by saying, well, they are also like, you know, because they come from this city, you know, you can't say like, I don't know, a rap band from, you know, I don't know, Niger is not as good of a rap band from New York City because they are from, you know, Niger. That's not fair. You have to just listen to the music and be like, the music should speak for itself, irregardless of its constraints. So that's definitely where everything I hear, I keep really being like a little puzzled by it. One thing that recently, while I was on tour, the tour I just came back from, I downloaded the new Scrambled Eggs, and I was very, very happy. I actually was so happy. I sent Sherbel an email right away telling him I'm quite happy with the direction that they're taking. Because
You mean the experimental track, the Scrambled Eggs and with Joseph Hassan one that they recently made available for download? That
the
one?
Jackpot Blues one?
Is yes, that? Yeah. Jackpot Blues. Yeah.
So I was quite happy with what they did with that because I could really, all of a sudden, look at Sherbel and really, like, in listening to it, all I could do was imagine him in front of me talking and interacting and being himself. And I was like, wow, I hear this human on this. I really hear only a Sherbel on this. I don't hear something else, which made me very happy. And I sent him a message being like, congratulations, I'm really happy with the direction you're taking. And I have a hard time finding that in a lot of local stuff, to be honest.
Before I let you go, there's a dont j'aimerais bien discuter avec toi, c'est ta relation avec la musique arabe traditionnelle, classique. C'est quelque chose que tu as mentionné il y a quelques secondes de cela. Je sais que en tant que Jerusalem and My Heart, tu as fait un concert, une sorte d'hommage à Adawiya, qui est un compositeur égyptien. Je sais aussi qu'avec ton groupe, enfin le groupe, l'orchestre Land of Kush, il y a beaucoup de directions arabes, dont la présence de Sam Chalabi dans cet orchestre. Quel est ce rapport que tu entretiens plus spécifiquement avec la musique classique, si l'on veut, arabe?
Okay.
Jerusalem and My Heart, j'ai cru comprendre aussi que tu chantais en arabe.
Je chante qu'en arabe, mais je veux quelques corrections encore. And it's just impossible for you to know this. The Adawiya concert was with Pierre Guy, actually. It was not a Jerusalem and My Heart, it was just a collaborative effort. A very difficult thing to do because... that was a concert that we thought was going to be fairly easy to do, and the magic of the musician came through when we tried to interpret his music, which turned out to be insanely... It's the most difficult concert I've ever done in my life. The Land of Kush stuff, yes, it's definitely Sam's compositions. It's Sam's crazy mind interpreting and composing all this crazy music that he does, and that's so much fun. Sam and I share a lot of similar tastes in Arabic music. I do like a lot of classical, traditional Arabic music for sure. It's definitely not the area of music that I like the most in Arabic. I like definitely a lot more of like the late 60s era, and I like a lot of contemporary folk music, actually. A lot of it, I find, is just taking Arabic music in directions that is far and beyond the norm, and they're really pushing the envelope on so many levels. It's just unfortunate because of the socio-political reasons that exist in this country that this music is very much ignored or sidelined, rather.
Absolutely.
So it's a real shame because these artists are two genuine artists. I think we're seeing a little bit of recognition for that with artists like Omar Sleiman. Being so quote-unquote discovered by the West or adored by the lovely New York, which is like, you know, people recognizing, artists recognizing the magic behind what these people are doing. And it's just, it's a little bit of a shame that it has to come from the, like, somebody from the outside has to tell us how great we are.
Yeah.
You know, which is... Because
someone like Omar Sleiman has been around forever, and it's forever, only now that...
He's one in a million, too, yeah. Huh? There's Omar Sleiman's are a dime a dozen in Syria. It's not...
Absolutely.
It's end up being shocking on that level and disappointing that one has to work so hard to find this kind of music here.
Absolutely. The band we're going to finish this mini interview with is Clues. Mm-hmm.
It's a band I tour with often. I do sound for them. And
you also open for them at Jerusalem and My Heart.
Exactly, which we will be doing again, actually, in February. This is one of my favorite records that I worked on last year. People who are super dear to my heart, and an amazing song done by an amazing bunch of people.
Merci, Radouane.
Avec plaisir.
J'espère pouvoir t'accueillir dans ce studio avant la fin de l'année.
It would be my pleasure to come back.
Merci aussi, Pierre Guy.
Merci beaucoup.
Je veux une copie du disque, s'il te plaît.
T'inquiète.
Merci, mes amis. À très bientôt. On écoute le groupe Clues et restez branchés sur Radio Liban 96.2 FM dans quelques instants. Les Scrambled Eggs en mini-concert dans ce studio. C'était les Clues sur 96.2 FM, une sélection de Radwan Razimoumne, alias Jerusalem and My Heart. L'invité de Rupture ce soir, on a plusieurs invités ce soir. Là, le studio a été envahi par les Scrambled Eggs. Tony Elia à la basse, Sherbel Haber à la guitare, Malek Rezala à la batterie dans le coin là-bas, Fadi Tabal, ingénieur du son. Ils vont nous interpréter deux morceaux. On va couper et puis ils vont nous interpréter un troisième. Les deux morceaux des Scrambled Eggs que l'on va écouter tout de suite, c'est X2B, suivi de Building a Nest. Les Scrambled Eggs, live, Radio Liban, 96.2 FM. Les Scrambled Eggs sur 96.2 FM, live dans les studios de Radio Liban 96.2 FM, en prévision d'un concert qui va avoir lieu ce dimanche 27 décembre au Basement à Beyrouth. Les Scrambled Eggs live avec Radouane Moumne alias Jerusalem and My Heart, avec les Incompetents. On va écouter Fadi des Incompetents sur le micro de Radio Liban dans quelques petites secondes. Ah non, tiens, j'ai l'impression qu'il est prêt. Bonsoir Fadi. Rebonsoir Fadi.
Salut Ziad.
Désolé, petite erreur technique, ça m'arrive aussi. Tu vas bien ?
Ça va bien, toi ?
D'abord, je voudrais te remercier pour être l'ingénieur du son de ces différentes sessions sur 96.2 FM. Ce dimanche, tu vas passer derrière la scène, tu vas quitter ton mixing desk et tu vas être sur la scène, en fait, non pas derrière la scène, avec les Incompetents. Qu'est-ce que vous nous préparez pour ce dimanche, Serge et toi ?
Bon, ça fait vraiment 2-3 mois maintenant qu'on n'a pas joué en groupe de 4. Et donc, on va essayer de faire un concert qui va regrouper ce qu'on a fait les 3 derniers mois, ça veut dire à 2, avec quelques chansons avec la full band plus tard. Donc, ça va faire un petit aperçu de tout ce qu'on fait en 20 minutes. On va essayer de faire ça, déjà.
Vous n'êtes pas des gens qui reculaient devant les défis, dis donc.
Non, on ne fait pas ça. Ça ne marche pas toujours, mais on ne fait pas ça.
Donc, ce dimanche, vous allez jouer à 4. Moi qui pensais que vous alliez être 2 sur scène, en fait, ça va être le retour de Abed Baissi à la basse. Ouais. Serge au chant, à la guitare, toi à la guitare. Et qui est-ce qui va être votre percussionniste ?
Ça va être Amine qui est de retour aussi. Et donc, on va voir ce que ça va donner.
Je vous souhaite beaucoup de courage.
Merci beaucoup.
On va écouter un titre des Incompetents tout de suite et juste après les Scrambled Eggs à nouveau en live dans les studios de Radio Liban. Grand merci Fadi à nouveau.
Merci.
Bonne chance pour ce dimanche. Voici un titre des Incompetents que tu as enregistré toi-même dans ce studio il y a quelques mois de cela. Ouais. Une sorte d'hommage à Robert Wyatt, les Incompetents avec Stripped. Et juste après, on réécoute les Scrambled Eggs à nouveau.
From my home, straight from my dignity, straight from my image, straight from my family, straight from my city, straight from my intimacy, straight from my moves, sweep from my right, sweep from my shadow, sweep from my voice, sweep from my vote, sweep from my movement. Please exterminate us to make the free world freer, 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 freer. Please exterminate us to make the free world freer, 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 freer. Please exterminate us to make the free world freer, 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 freer. Please exterminate us to make the free world freer, freer, freer. Straight from my home, straight from my dignity, straight from my image, straight. Straight from my city, straight from my intimacy, straight from my moods, straight from my rights, straight from my shadows, straight from my voice, straight from my vote, straight from my movement, straight from what's left, 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 straight from what's left. Straight from what's left.
C'était il y a un an de cela, les Incompetents sur les ondes de Radio Liban 96.2 FM. Ils étaient trois dans le studio et ils seront quatre ce dimanche sur la scène du Basement pour un concert triple tête d'affiche. Les Scrambled Eggs, les Incompetents, Radouane Moumne avec Pierre-Guy Blanchard et d'autres invités, on ne sait pas encore, c'est très mystérieux. Je vous laisse ce soir avec un dernier titre des Scrambled Eggs live dans le studio de Radio Liban. On se retrouve lundi prochain pour la dernière édition de Rupture cette année, les Scrambled Eggs.
to our eye. Tell me what's lurking in the dark of your eye.
Liban, on est fait pour s'entendre.